Welcome to our discussion of Parshat Devarim, the conquest of Israel. If we look at the book of Devarim, the book of Deuteronomy, it's a book of review. Moshe reviews the entire history of the Jewish people in the desert and gives them their charge to move on to the land of Israel. The question is, why did he review our history in this particular fashion? For instance, why did he begin with the story of the spies? The spies are not the first thing that happened to the Jews. Later, Moshe is going to go back to the story of the golden calf. Why not tell it now? The golden calf story was first. Why begin with the later story of the spies? Why mention the minor story of the Ma'apilim, those Jews who went to Israel against God's will after they were told they were doomed to stay in the desert for 40 years? They continued to try to conquer Israel and they failed. Why mention that story? It's such a minor story. Why is it that when we're told the first time in the book of Numbers about why the Jews didn't conquer the Moabites and the Edomites, it's because those countries didn't allow us to pass through. But here, the story is told that God says, no, don't attack Moab, don't attack Ammon, don't attack Edom. These are your brethren, these are your cousins, leave them alone. And why the focus right away on the story of the great conquests of Sihon and Og, of the war, the battles that were won in Transjordan to conquer parts of the eventual land of Israel in the Transjordan, the land of Sihon and the giant Og. Why the emphasis on these stories which make up this Parshat Devarim? The answer is that this book, in some ways, is a book of mitzvot. It's a book of Moshe giving all the charges to the Jews, telling them all the mitzvot, and he tells them again and again, you've got to keep these mitzvot to come to the land of Israel. But the book begins by saying that it's not only that there are mitzvot, there are commandments that you should keep in order to keep your moral right to the land of Israel, but not only that, the whole enterprise itself of going to Israel is a fulfillment of the word of God. And therefore he says to them as follows. You know, God said to you, Bo Roshu et Aretz, go up and conquer the land. God said, Bo el uvo el har ha-mori el kol shechinav, go to the mountain of the Amorites, that spine of Israel, which is a mountain range of Israel, go there. There was a mitzvah to go there. And he starts with the spies, because the spies went against the word of God. Vatamru et pi Hashem. They rebelled against the word, the command of God to go and conquer the land of Israel. The first mitzvah for the Jews to do is to go and conquer the land. And that's what they failed to do. He begins with this story, the failure to listen to the word of God. And why didn't we conquer Ammon and Moab? Because we're commanded not to conquer it. And why did we conquer Sihon and Og, the great giants? Because God said, "Hachi reachi loti tate, I'm giving it to you. Hachel rash la reshetzo, go and begin to conquer the land." We conquered not because we're great heroes, not because we're so strong. We conquered because God said, "Go and conquer." We fulfilled the mitzvah of God. What is the book of Devarim? It's a manifesto that the Jewish people should do the mitzvot. But the first principle of this manifesto is that not only should we do the mitzvot in order to conquer the land of Israel, but the idea of conquering the land of Israel, that itself is a mitzvah. When the Ramban, at the end of the last book of Numbers, speaks of the mitzvah to live in the land of Israel, the mitzvah to conquer Israel, as it says, V'horashtem et ha'aretz v'yishavtem bah, in the middle of Parshat Mas'eh, in the end of the book of Devarim, of Bamidbar, of Numbers, it says that they should go and conquer the land of Israel. Ramban interprets that this is a positive mitzvah. And he says that this mitzvah is repeated many times. And he quotes the beginning of our parsha, Bo Roshu et Ha'aretz. He says this mitzvah to conquer the land was repeated many times, particularly at the beginning of this book. The first mitzvah, the first obligation of the Jewish nation, if they are to keep their mandate in the land of Israel, the first mitzvah is, go and conquer the land. Those are the very first words of the parsha, the first significant words of this parsha, go up and conquer the land. The rest is history. The rest of the story in the desert is the Jews' failure to conquer. The Jews trying to conquer when they were told not to conquer. And now they need to understand that whatever they will conquer or they won't conquer will be by the mitzvah of God, by the word of God. They will not conquer their cousins. That's not a mitzvah. They did conquer the giants. That was a mitzvah. And eventually they will conquer the land of Israel. Failure to do so will not only be a national failure, a military failure, it will be a failure to keep the word of God. So we asked a number of questions. Why do we start with the Meraglim, the spies? The spies were the ultimate violation of the concept of conquering the land of Israel. Why do we mention the minor story of the Ma'apilim, of those who rebelled and tried to conquer Israel against God's will? Because the whole point is the conquest of Israel is only at the word of God. And why does it mention that we failed to conquer certain nations nearby because of God's word? Because to tell us that ultimately all of our success and failure will depend on the word of God. That's the parsha of Devarim. That's the beginning, the introduction to the book of Numbers, is that yes, the book of Deuteronomy, yes, I'm going to tell you many mitzvot, but the first and prime directive is to conquer the land of Israel. And that's why the rabbis say that Shkula mitzvah, Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, Keneged Kol mitzvot, that the mitzvah of conquering the land of Israel, living in the land of Israel, is equal to all the mitzvot. Because it's our prime directive. The very first thing we need to do is to live in the land of Israel. Something in our generation we're challenged to begin to contemplate. What does that mean for us as American Jews? And when are we going to live and dwell in the land of Israel? Once you have that prime directive, then other mitzvot begin to fall into place. There may have been the sin of the golden calf, other sins, but the first and most basic sin is the failure to listen to God and conquer the land of Israel. And from there, all the other mitzvot can flow. Other mitzvot can come into play when you're living in the land of Israel, where you have the opportunity to do the sabbatical year, to do the jubilee year, and to give the tithes from the fruits, and to live out your national dream. First directive is Bo Roshua Ta'aretz, come and conquer the land. That's the message of the book of Devarim. Keep the mitzvot, and mitzvah number one, conquer the land of Israel. Thanks for joining us here for our discussion of Parshat Devarim. Join us each week for our discussion of the Parsha and the various holidays. This time of year, when Tisha B'Av is coming, and we remember the failure of the Jewish people to take that mandate, to come and conquer the land of Israel. This is a bechiyah l'dorot. This was something we have to cry about for all generations, that we failed this very first mandate. That's the message of this parsha, and that's why it's always right before Tisha B'Av, to remind us that we have to somehow get back to that mandate, to conquer and hold on to the land of Israel. Thank you for joining us, and thanks to Jason Lefkowitz, our producer.